Hello and welcome back to another episode of Words Make Sentences. This is O, and oh wow. This episode is brought to you by Feelings Airlines. While you're catching flights, I'm flying into the feels. Yes, this episode we are talking about our feelings. We're talking about our facial expressions. We are talking about the fight. And not like fighting your feelings, but fighting the feeling of wanting to overcome your feelings without facing them. One of my favorite, I think, videos on social media, like ever, definitely in my top 20, is that scene from like one of those movies, those African movies. Is like the person's like, why are you running? Why are you running? And I literally think about that clip anytime I just have a feeling and I'm like, I don't really want to deal with this right now, so I'm gonna go. And I just imagine that man in the back of my head just, hey, why are you running? Hey, why are you running? And it's because who wants to deal with that? I literally get the same 24 hours in a day as Jesus did, and I just feel like I can't get things done. And then having to work my 9-to-5 and like do the things and try to like actually accomplish stuff, and then my feelings come into play. I don't actually want to deal with this. But then it's like, why don't you want to deal with it? Like, hey, did you know if you dealt with it, you'll get over it sooner than later? It's like, but yeah no, I don't really want to find the time. But like, you should. We'll get there. I'm saying a lot in a very small amount of time, and we have time. So let's talk about our feelings. Let's talk about why we have them and why we try to run from them. Heavy Negro sigh. So feelings, you know, could be used as kind of a grounding tactic. Like, it brings awareness to kind of what's really going on inside while the outside is really happening. So you can be in a very like calm, quiet place, but then all the things are like kind of rowdy on the inside. Or it could be the opposite. The outside is very chaotic, like all the things are spiraling and transpiring, but like on the inside you're like cool, calm, collective. Did I mention that was cool? Kind of situation. Like, nothing on the outside is actually affecting your inside. And that's great. That's where I like strive to be 25/8. But it don't work that way because the feels be flying in and just be crash landing on my soul. So, like, the reason why it's just so important to acknowledge and face your feelings, not all the time head on, sometimes, but not all the time, is to kind of check where you are. It's like dropping a location on yourself. Like, you feel like you're in one space, but you're actually in another. But with you acknowledging your feelings, you get to really identify where you are, and with you addressing where you are, maybe working through that can get you where you would like to be. But you can't really get past that point until you deal with it. With terms and conditions, it's kind of like Monopoly. Like, you can't really pass go and collect $200 until you actually go around the board. Now imagine around the board being your feelings and you kind of just want to like get past them, but you're also not trying to move, then you're not playing right. And now we're not going anywhere. Huh. It's just the game of life. And as one of my professors told me in my integrated media class when I was off social media for like 3 years, and he asked how I consume media, and I said, I don't. I've deleted everything. He made it very clear that I would fail the class because I'm not playing the game. It's a part of it. You have to deal with it. And of course, like, feelings are not a game. Don't play with nobody's feelings. It's not a game. But like, dealing with your feelings is a part of life. So, you know, ignoring them and neglecting them doesn't make them go away faster. If anything, it just kind of makes it harder for you to keep going, to keep moving forward. There'll always be like a brick wall that's built. There's always will feel like something's holding you back, and then you realize it's kind of like good Kermit and evil Kermit. It's like, you know, who is under the hood takes hood off. Gasp, it's yourself. Like, don't be your own villain because you wanted to ignore your feelings. So with facing them, face them in bits and pieces. Don't face them all at once. Try writing them down. Like, try actually laying out how you feel. And as someone who thinks about 5 different things at one time, bringing a visual aid into the process can help. Because there are times where I talk to people and I'm just word vomiting, and it's just like, okay, now what part of this story is this feeling connected to? Question mark? And I look like the guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia who's like just pointing at the board with like all these pins and lines and strings attached to everywhere. It's just everything is all over the place. Like, for example, now everything's all over the place. But yes, dealing with your feelings can even help you realize, you know, something underlying that's been holding you back, that since you just kind of haven't looked in that direction for so long, you didn't realize it was a problem until something arises and it's like, oh, I haven't dealt with that in like years. And it's like, hi, I've still been here. I've been waiting for you to kind of dust me off, pick me up, and just kind of talk about it. I've just been waiting patiently because, you know, patience is a practice and a virtue. And it's like, okay, it's about to expire at this point. So take the time to hear yourself out. Take the time to just kind of see where these feelings are stemming from. And sometimes these feelings are like connected. Like, sometimes one feeling stemmed from another feeling, or like they kind of stem from the same problem and like butt into something else because, I don't know, you just weren't looking at it or weren't looking for it. You kind of just tripped on it. So I guess a good example could be, you have a situation and then you feel like, oh, I'm just gonna get over it, never mind, I'm gonna let it go. Even though like you were angry about it, you're like, oh no, this too shall pass. And then the two, like, it never passes. And then like anger turns into like resentment, and now resentment is just festering. And then, of course, maybe whoever is involved in the situation is, like, no longer really involved in your life. Friend, whatever, acquaintance, coworker. And then one day, like, you see them, and then all of a sudden, you just have this ball of emotion arise. And you're like, what is happening here? And then, like, you get, like, a That's So Raven moment where you kind of, you know, you think it's the future, but you're actually flashing back. And it's like, oh, snap. here we are. And now, since it's, you know, sat for so long, resentment has turned into, I don't even know, aggression. And now you're just infuriated by, like, the thought or sight of this person, or even just hearing their voice. So don't leave your feelings unattended to. Like, tend to your feelings. Like, go in the shrubbery of your feelings and make sure you have shears with you, and, like, cut through it. Kind of see where it's coming from. Check in with your feelings. So, how else should we check in with our feelings? Sit down with yourself. Sit down and see, I don't know, how are you doing? Like, yeah, talking to people can help. Writing it out can start off cool, and now all of a sudden you have balled up how many pieces of paper because you can't get past the thought or your feelings, and it's just annoying. It's just, I don't even know. I can't. Okay, not a shameless plug, just a fact. I literally can't find the words to make sentences. This is why we're here. For anyone who's ever been curious, welcome. This is why we're here, for these moments. And if you do have the words, please submit them. But just take the time to sit down with yourself. Sometimes you may think of a moment or a situation, and a feeling arises, and then another one comes, and you just feel overwhelmed with emotion, and then you cry. And crying helps. There's actually nothing wrong with crying. I feel like everyone should cry. Cry when you need to, because those are also feelings. I remember a long time ago, I wrote it down somewhere that some people see crying as being weak, but crying is truly, essentially, pain manifesting into forms of tears and being released. So feel through that. Allow yourself to have those moments, whether you feel like you want to have them by yourself, if you want to have them, you know, with professional help, if you want to have them with a friend. Just allow yourself that space, because you never know what's on the other side of those feelings. Relief, A. Always relief. But maybe an answer, an underlying answer. Maybe an aha moment. Maybe it could connect the dots to another situation and you didn't realize or have clarity to what could have been a solution because you were just focused on the feelings you had in that moment instead of taking a step back and finding clarity or having an understanding. Because feelings could truly, like, drown out a situation, like, just completely overcome, like, the entire thing and just take over, and things spiral downward, when in all actuality it's just like, oh, I'm not gonna say it wasn't that deep, but it was still a little bit more shallow than I remember. Like, it's just a perspective. So don't suppress your feelings. They're valid. They're human. If you forgot you were human, feelings are a great reminder. Like, talk about realizing, oh snap, I'm a person. Like, what is happening here? So allow yourself to feel the motion of the ocean. without drowning. If you feel like your feelings are going to drown you, get a floaty. What I mean by a floaty, so something that one of my best friends, she does, if she's ever upset or sad about something, she gives herself 40 seconds to cry. Like, naturally timed, 40 seconds, get it out. And now granted, once the 40 seconds is up, it's not like, oh, she's fine, she suppresses it, she goes about her day, but like, she allows her body to release that aspect, that component of the feeling, and then she'll take a step back, think about the situation as a whole, and then dissect it part by part, one by one, to find the bottom of it. If maybe having 5 sheets of paper and having like the main issue on one, and then drawing like a diagram that connects another, and like I said, mapping it out, or if you need an Expo marker and you want to just write on a mirror, I totally condone that. I really do. It's such a satisfying feeling, especially like when you feel like you've actually found a solution, or you've at least found a point where you're like, you know what, I think I can stop here and come back another time. And then you just take that bottle of Windex and you spray it and you just wipe it down. That is so soothing. Like, that is, oh, that's just so satisfying. But that's not the point of this. The point of this is to face your feelings. Because your feelings, if neglected for long periods of time, can turn into fear. Essentially, you're fearing yourself. And you should be one of your own best friends. Because all you have in this world is you. And if you run from you, who do you run to? Just go ahead, you can sit with that, that's fine. But I think talking out your feelings, it's a beautiful process. Because how you essentially feel a situation in one point of your life, when something similar arises a couple years down the line, 5, 10, 15 years, the feelings that you felt like you would have before, they're completely different now. Like, you handle situations differently. You may be like, oh, back in the day I would have did this, that, and the third, rah, rah, all that hoofla. Okay. Now you at this age, how are you, the current you, whatever you that may be, how does today you feel about this? How would today you handle the situation? How will you handle this? Like, what does that look like? So I'm just putting some thoughts out there. Full moment transparency, I'm feeling all the feelings right now, like totally drowning in emotion. So why not be open with y'all? I wanted to talk about something that was just, okay, not like overly deep, because that's truly not me, but something exciting. But something that I realize is, as I learn about who I am now, in this season, or not even season, who I am now, literally this person. Like, yeah, I'm enduring a different season of my life, but like, who I am now, how am I handling my feelings? Like, before I would just choose like, oh, I'm sad, woe is me, I want ice cream, I want all the sappy movies, I want to talk to all my friends because I feel as if someone has the answer. And it's like, okay, someone does have the answer. Someone is me. Am I not a person? Like, am I not me? Like, and even then, yes, I love my friends. I love my family. I truly do. But like, at the same time, everyone has their own life. But that's not disregarding the fact that I want to talk to them. It's also a matter of, this is my life and I have to make decisions for myself. And sometimes I have to feel things for myself. Being an empath, I know what it feels like to take on other people's emotions, being strong for others, what it feels like when someone's down and out and feeling their weakness and wanting to be angry for them and just taking that on. And it's like, okay, that's really nice and very sincere, but like, who's taking on your feelings if you're running from them? Like, who's going to face those feelings if you're not going to face them? Like, I'm just asking for a friend. And since I am asking for a friend, and I am my own friend, maybe, just maybe, I should kind of deal with them. So, with that all being said, I'm not running from my feelings anymore. My feelings haven't actually done anything to me besides want my attention, want to be heard, want to be personally and deeply understood so they can evolve into a new feeling and emotion. There are times where I'm feeling really sad and really down and out. And even though I'm having these feelings, it's not like they want to be that way. They just kind of want an answer or a better solution to whatever is happening right now, so I can feel, I don't know, a little bit more than okay. I want to feel all right. I want to feel functional. I don't want to feel floored. Like, and I understand sometimes it's harder to kind of fight through that. Sometimes it's harder to just be like, I'm gonna pick myself up from my overalls and suspenders and I'm gonna slap those suckers on and persevere. Yeah, okay. That happens sometimes. But in the moment, it's just a matter of, you know, feeling the feels, flying through the feels, and doing what you can to overcome the feels, but also being honest about where you are in these feelings, and, you know, being there for yourself while you're having these moments, because there's nothing wrong with that. Look, all I'm saying is give yourself the space that you deserve. Give your feelings the attention that they want. Just take it easy, you know? Some of these feelings, they took time to even develop. Like, you don't even know some of the underlying feelings that you have from, like, your childhood. Like, people are like, you have to heal your inner child. You have to be one. You have to imagine yourself giving them the greatest embrace they deserve. You could take that far if you want to. I mean, yes, I understand their sentiment, but like, at the same time, they're not really wrong. Like, there are some things that I am even aware of that bother me at my big age that I've been dealing with since I was a child. And don't get me started on those feelings that I have been ignoring for so long. But now that I'm aware of them, I take it moment by moment. I'm not just like, okay, I have all these feelings, this is where they started from, this is how I'm gonna deal with them, and they're gonna be gone. Like, no, some things can be triggering, some things can just pop out of the wazoo, and some things, they come and some things go, and some things truly don't come back when they're handled properly, which is an amazing feeling. It feels so, it just feels like a weight is lifted, and it just feels glorious. It feels like you've overcome like the most insane obstacle course of your life that you never have to repeat. You've trained for so long and now you've won like the platinum medal. What are the Olympics? Ha! you have done more than any of them. Okay, shout out to the Olympians though, y'all are doing your thing. But give yourself the credit you deserve when you do overcome the feelings. But in order to overcome them, you have to face them. Face your feelings. Stop catching flights from your feels. Feel the fields. Be a surfer. Surfers surf with the waves. They go after them. They chase them down. Like, granted, they train, you know, they get professional help. They see the waves. They understand what it takes to tackle them. But, and don't take on the big waves and you're not ready for that. Go for the small ones. Again, professional help. Absolutely. But, like, don't be afraid of them. Feelings are your friends because you are your friend. I cannot stress that enough. Give yourself the love that you deserve. Give yourself a chance. You don't know who is on the other side of those feelings. It can be a much more stronger, a much more passionate, a much more loving, tender, caring you. But you won't meet that version of you until you face your feelings. So put your boxing gloves on. Go ahead. Cue Rocky soundtrack. Do what you gotta do to face them. But be nice to yourself in the process, you know. Do what you gotta do. I can go on and on and on about the feels, but I will say, shout out to y'all, because if it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't be facing the feels the way I am now. So much appreciated, my good peeps, much appreciated. I want to thank y'all again for who you are, who you've been, and who you will continue to be. And I hope my words made sentences.